Biblically-centered kids.
Hello! Today is a great day for Old Testament Tuesday. It's January 21st, 2025, and we are so glad you're listening to the Biblically Centered Kids Podcast. This is Mr. Johnny.
And Miss Danica.
And this week we are on Virtue D, which says, we dedicate time each day to seek God in His Word and through prayer.
Yep, that's right. Today, we're going to read a story from the Old Testament in the Bible that illustrates this week's biblical family virtue. We love reading from the Bible because it's the book God gave us that tells us all about Him. When we read it, we can discover what He's done in the past and then learn what He has to say to us today. I can't wait to dive into God's Word, where we find absolute truth, godly wisdom, and the unchanging promises of our Creator.
King David was a man after God's own heart. He was a great leader, a great warrior, and a great king. But above all, David loved God deeply. One of the ways David showed his love for God was by spending time with Him in prayer and by writing songs, which we now know as the Psalms. David would often go out into the fields to take care of his sheep, and during those quiet moments, he would sing songs to God. These songs were full of praise, thanksgiving, and requests for God's help. David knew that spending time with God in prayer and worship was the most important thing he could do, and his psalms show us how we can seek God too.
In one psalm, David wrote, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." That's Psalms 34, verse 1. David wanted to praise God all the time, whether he was happy or facing challenges. He knew that dedicating time to God in prayer and praise would help him stay close to God.
There were times when David felt afraid or uncertain. When enemies were near or when life felt difficult, he turned to God. He said, "When I am afraid, I put my trust in You, in God whose word I praise. In God I trust and am not afraid." And that is found in Psalm 56, 3 through 4. David didn't run from God in times of fear, but instead, he chose to seek God's comfort and strength in prayer.
David also knew how important it was to read God's word and to keep it in his heart. In Psalms 119, verse 105, he wrote, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." He understood that God's word would guide him in making good decisions and choices, just like a lamp lights the way in the dark.
David also spent time listening to God. In Psalm 130, verse 5, he prayed, "I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in His word I hope." David didn't just talk to God. He also took time to listen and to trust God's promises. He believed that God would answer his prayers and show him the right path to follow.
Through all of this, David showed us the importance of dedicating time each day to talk to God in prayer and listen to His word. David knew that without God's help, he could do nothing. And just like David, we are called to seek God every single day. Let's pray. God, thank You for always being with us. Like David said, "I will bless the Lord at all times." We want to praise You every day. Please guide us with Your word, because Your word is a lamp to our feet. We trust You, God. We will wait for the Lord. Our soul waits. Thank You for being near to us. The Lord, You are near to all who call on Him. In Jesus' name, amen.
David's life teaches us that we should spend time with God every day. No matter what we're feeling, whether you're happy or scared or you're facing a challenge, we can talk to God in prayer and listen to His word. Just like David wrote in Psalm 145, 18, "The Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth." When we seek God every day, He promises to be close to us and help. So just like David, let's make sure that we have time each day to pray, read God's word, and to listen for His voice. Whether we're at home or school or playing outside, we can always seek God with all of our hearts.
And don't forget to tell your mom or dad to visit biblicallycentered.com for some free downloads on biblically centered virtue. We're so glad you joined us in the Old Testament today.
Until next time.